We are launching into hour number two of this live, extra live edition of the program. We're here from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2009 Liberty Forum at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. The hotel is packed full of hundreds of liberty-oriented people, all enjoying one another's company, networking, socializing, after hours, partying. And
armed to the teeth.
There are quite a few arms around here, as a matter of fact. Plus, there have been a lot of speeches going on today. There have been some panel discussions, as I understand it. We haven't even had a chance to do a recap of what's been going on here. I'll do a quick one for you here. And then coming up, we'll talk to the actual organizer of the event about what is still to come. But what happened today? Well, the biggest, I think, of all day long had to be Glenn Jacobs, just because he physically is the largest of all the speakers. He, you may know him as WWE's Kane. He gave an excellent address this afternoon. Plus, there
talking about the inevitability of liberty.
That's right. It was actually more of an economic lesson, like an economics in one lesson kind of speech, and he ended up wrapping it all into the inevitability factor. Earlier in the day, Adam Kokesh was speaking. He's from Iraq Veterans Against the War, and I saw him speak yesterday or 2 days ago at the protest out in front of the State House.
Great speech.
He was a great speaker. I'm sorry I couldn't make it out there for him today. Ethan Nadelman was here from the Drug Policy Alliance, I believe, Ending Drug Prohibition. He was talking about that. There was a speaker, Kevin Innes, talking about honest money. Matt Simon from the Coalition for Common Sense here in New Hampshire, talking about marijuana decriminalization activism. He's a real great liberty-oriented activist who moved here a few years ago, so he is a free stater. Some of the speakers are free staters, some of them are not. We hope that eventually some of them will join if they have not yet considered doing so. David Nolan was also speaking as the founder of the Libertarian Party today. So there was a lot going on. I didn't go through the whole list. Right now, Dr. Mary Ruart is speaking in the main ballroom, the Friday night keynote speaker. People are having dinner and enjoying one another and enjoying her speech, and hopefully she'll be here to talk to us a little bit later on. But one of the other speakers that was here today is Anthony Gregory, and he was unfortunately competing with Glenn Jacobs, and I'm sorry to say I did go see Glenn, but I really did want to go see what you had to say, Anthony, because you've been one of my favorite writers on LouRockwell.com for a long time. How long has it been that you've been published on LouRockwell.com?
5 years.
That's pretty good.
By the way, I might be giving the same talk or a similar talk on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Or I might talk about something else. I'm not sure yet.
I didn't know you had another gig on Sunday. Is that going to be here at the Liberty Forum?
Yes, it'll be here. I'm going to be filling in for Will Griggs' spot at 12:30-ish.
He can't make it
out? Yes, he can't make it.
Oh, that's a bummer. I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I would rather see him too.
Will Grigg is another LouRockwell.com writer and great. He really is Johnny on the spot when it comes to the police state and the rise of the fascist socialist police state in America.
I think he's probably, I can't think of a better writer on the police state than I know of. If there are any that compare, I'd like to start reading them too.
I think Radley Balco does a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
That's true. No, he's very good. Very good.
But Will Grigg really ties it all together pretty effectively.
Also, Grigg's past is kind of a so-called conservative John Birch guy. It's just, there's something about when he gets outraged about people being pulled over for crystal meth, you know, how could they do this to this poor, you know. I just, there's something about that I really love.
Well,
the moral
outrage. Yeah, he's got this outrage.
And somebody who's willing to stand up for even those who would be looked down upon by a lot of others for whatever their habits might be. I have a lot of respect for that. I mean, it's iconoclastic, and that's what we do six nights a week on this show. So before we went away, because you were here in the last segment of the first hour, we were talking, and Mark had asked you a question right up at the very end of the show, because he never pays attention to what time it is.
Yeah.
And so he asked you a question. You never had a chance to finish your answer. So let's re-ask the question, Mark. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do. I asked, basically, if marijuana was decriminalized, would the drug war go away? Because marijuana finances the drug war through fines, forfeitures, and, you know, essentially it's so much easier to find than all the other drugs because it's big, bulky, and stinky.
That's true. But, of course, with taxes and the Fed, they could finance whatever they want. And the problem is, with looking at it from the finance angle, all the drug war is actually not, we like to say it's expensive, but it causes more human misery per dollar than most government programs.
I'm sure.
They'd be able, I mean, now they're stealing like $100 billion a day, it seems, with these stimulus. So it wouldn't be that hard. And since Obama seems to believe that any government spending is good for the economy, I think that wouldn't be decisive. I mean, when they legalized alcohol, it wasn't that long until they outlawed pot. So I could see the drug war continuing. And in fact, if they ramped up the rest of the drug war, like some reformers on pot unfortunately say they should, I would think that some of the problems with the drug war would get worse, and then they'd be blaming it on legalizing.
Right.
So there's danger, but of course, I'm not opposed to legalizing marijuana.
No, I don't think steps in any direction.
No, any step in the right direction. But I don't know. I think that we need a fundamental shift in American culture. And Americans have always been, you know, half pro-liberty and half pro-tyranny.
Yeah.
Going back. So
it's the birthplace of fascism.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean, we have it in us. It's sort of a martial culture that we have. So,
mm-hmm. Major war every 20 years at least. And
so we were talking also during the break. You had somebody had called in about Zachary Taylor and how he had taken over for
John Tyler.
John Tyler. I'm sorry. Yeah. He'd taken over for I don't even know.
William Henry Harrison,
who died after what? That 10 days in office or something like that.
We're talking about presidents here.
Right. So, and you had some comments on that, and I thought they were great.
Well, you know, John Tyler is one of the best presidents, probably. Ivan Elin at the Independent Institute, where I work, just did a book rating the presidents.
Recarving Rushmore.
Exactly, yes, on a libertarian scale. And he rates Tyler the highest, I believe. I should know. I'm pretty sure. And in some ways, you could argue that. But a lot of it was because his party hated him. It was the first time a president had become president by the other guy dying. And there was a debate as to whether he was the actual president or whether he was just serving some of the functions of the president, but not quite the president.
Yeah.
So he was weakened, and he had problems with his party. His philosophy was terrible, as is the philosophy of most presidents, when I guess the philosophy of the best presidents doesn't guarantee they'll be good presidents. I mean, Jefferson was terrible, for example, as president.
They gave him a lot of trouble in recarving Rushmore. I felt some of it was undeserved in the sense that if they would have rated him on the scale of presidents, in his time frame, that he would have done a little better. But the fact is, he's Thomas Jefferson, and therefore he should have been more pro-liberty. Is kind of how I felt when I read the book.
Well, I think one could argue that he was worse than John Adams overall.
Didn't John Adams preside over the Alien Sedition Act?
Yes.
That's pretty rough.
But Jefferson went around. You know, he had his terrible embargo, and any interference with international trade is anti-human. And he went around and he searched people, made sure they weren't trading with the various enemies, and he unconstitutionally expanded their territory with the Louisiana Purchase, and he tried to do some things he failed at, thank goodness. He wanted a constitutional amendment for national education funding.
He did, wow. he did like public school.
He loved public school. He was, he tried to suspend habeas corpus to deal with the Aaron Burr conspirators. So the power corrupts, and
old Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, and of course he had slaves. And I know, libertarians say, well, you got to go by the time. But if you go by the time, then Obama's great. So I'd say that that's the kind of thing that's going to eat away at your principles anyway. So I don't want to bash him too much. We've had a lot of worse presidents.
Well, you did forget the unconstitutional use of the incipient Navy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did forget about that.
Yeah. What you just kind of referenced.
I'm sorry.
About telling people.
There was the pirates over in Barbary pirates where he sent the Navy and
the Marines first thing
and the Marines was the no it was that was a very that was unprecedented
right
he's the third president
he didn't wait till Congress came back into session in order to send them where he could have had them to declare war, and likely they would have. But they didn't, he didn't wait. He just sent them on over, and that's
and it didn't work. The U.S. ended up still paying the ransom a few years later. So
yeah.
As you can tell, Anthony Gregory, well informed and great writer. Head over to lewrockwell.com, see his articles there. Also, you have your own website, anthonygregory.com.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sitting in on free
thank
time.
You you. Thank you.
Glad to have you out here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. 2009 Liberty Forum. We're here broadcasting live. And coming up, we'll actually bring the organizer of said Liberty Forum on with us to take your calls as well about anything.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, features including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com for all your accounts receivable needs.
800-259-9231. As always, you can call about whatever you want. Tonight, though, we do have an unusually large volume of interviews to get through here because there are a lot of interesting people here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Usually it's just you and I, Mark. We're not so interesting. But we have had a steady parade of guests here tonight, even throughout the speech, the keynote speech. Dr. Mary Ruart up on stage, probably still as I'm speaking here. And hopefully she'll be in here a little bit later to talk to us. But right now we actually have Chris Lawless with us. He is the organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. If you've been listening to the show for the past few months, you've heard him call in occasionally to give us updates on what's happening here. And Chris, I mean, it looks to me to be another successful event. Is it on track to be bigger than last year? Give me the analysis so far, this halfway point, basically.
Absolutely. We are by far beyond last year's full pass capacity.
Wow.
Last year we had a lot of full pass and a lot of people came out to see Dr. Paul, but we're way beyond what we had last year for full 3-day passes.
So even without Ron Paul speaking this year, you're saying it's even bigger?
Correct.
That's great.
Now, Ron Paul's speech was huge at the end, so people bought 1-day passes for that. That'll be something to be, too.
Correct. There was a lot of 1-day passes last year, and I expect there's actually going to be a lot of 1-day passes tomorrow for John Taylor Gatto.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, tell us a little bit more about John Taylor Gatto.
So John Taylor Gatto is a former school teacher in New York City. He was a school teacher of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, after some reflection and thought, found out that, you know what? Public school's not good for you. Public school's dumbing our kids down.
Sure.
And you're teaching to the lowest kids, and you ignore the talented kids at the expense of, you know, you're spending all your time with the quote-unquote deadbeats, who may actually be really smart kids, but they just might not learn in that environment.
Right, we all have different things that we're going to excel at. I may have been good at math in school, but I don't know anything about it now, and it doesn't benefit me to be able to do math particularly well. So, a lot of those kids, I'm not saying they shouldn't get well-rounded, but, you know, they could grow up to do something that doesn't require a great deal of academia.
Absolutely, and so he has a new book out called Weapons of Mass Instruction, and he'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Fantastic, and that's going to be a little bit later on in the afternoon. Now, people can just show up here in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel. They can buy a 1-day pass.
Or absolutely.
They can buy the rest of the weekend if they wanted to.
Absolutely. If they want to come down, it would be tight for lunches, but we can definitely get them dinner passes if they come in by 2, and they're definitely welcome to come in just for the day.
So some of the other things that are going on, I'm looking at tomorrow's schedule here. Mark Stevens is in the house. We just saw him walk in here a moment ago. We're going to have him sit in a bit, but he's going to be speaking right in the morning, starting things off at 9:30 tomorrow morning. At the same time, there's going to be a homeschooling panel going on. So sometimes the choices can be a little difficult here.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard a great comment to me that someone was really mad because there were two speakers on at the same time, and he didn't know which to go to, and he wanted to find out who scheduled these speakers because he really wanted to, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that you're mad because we have two great speakers at the same time. I think that's what it's about, choice, and that means you're going to come back next year to hear another speaker.
That's true, and it brings me back to something that I wanted to talk to you about. We were discussing this last night, was the issue of cameras here at the Liberty Forum. As I recall, a couple of years ago, they were fairly restricted. Last year, it seemed like the camera restrictions loosened up, and this year, I saw must have been 5 or 6 cameras at the Glenn Jacobs speech this afternoon. What does one have to do to attend here and record the speeches and put them on YouTube? Is there...
If you come to the Liberty Forum and you have a camera and you have a pulse and you have an IQ over 10 and you ask permission, you can videotape.
I think that's a smart move because the more video cameras there are, the more videos are going to go up to YouTube, the more people are going to see that great Free State Project backdrop behind the speakers, and that's just going to get the Free State Project out there even more.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually talked to a bunch of people who are not Free Staters. They came here to check it out, and he already asked me where you can sign up. He just saw
the
people, and he said people are fantastic, so he's asking to sign up. So
I can remember I've met more than one person who said that they signed up for the Free State Project after seeing Ron Paul's speech on the Internet with the banner behind him that says Free State Project all over it.
Actually, it's kind of funny because we talked about if people remember the first Liberty Forum, Ron Paul kind of gave his coming out speech to Ron,
yeah,
and that video was all over, used by the campaign, and the Free State Project sign was pretty small. And I was watching football the next season, and I noticed that all the coaches had the Patriots symbol behind them. And I said, why don't we do that? And that's what we did.
And I think it works really well. So getting back to the schedule of what's happening here tomorrow, I'm not even going to touch on Sunday because Sunday's twice as long this year, so you've really packed a whole lot more in than ever before. You mentioned John Taylor Gatto. Our buddy Mark Stevens is going to be early morning, the homeschooling panel. Patrick Friedman, who we had on the show recently to discuss seasteading, he's going to be here. Jen Coffey will be talking about a variety of different activism here in New Hampshire. Charlie Arlinghouse, the name doesn't ring a bell. Who's that?
Charlie Arlinghouse is an education expert in New Hampshire. He's part of the Josiah Bartlett Center, and they're a free market think tank that talks about all the different issues affecting New Hampshire.
Also, a little bit later on, now this is an interesting twist to the Liberty Forum. You've got the competition here. Boston Tea Party will be here speaking about the future of the Second Amendment post the Heller decision. And actually, Dick Heller is going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Which is a pretty big deal. But Boston Tea Party is the organizer of the competing Free State Wyoming.
That is correct.
What, are you crazy?
That is actually fact. I'm crazy. He was the 5,000th member of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
When Wyoming lost out in the vote, the Free State Project, he then founded Free State Wyoming as he opted out of New Hampshire. And he is starting a competing thing, and I think competition's good.
I agree with you.
And I have talked to him at length over the past few months. I've met him here. He's a great guy. At the shooting range that we went to on Thursday, he was helping newbies. He wrote the Boston Gun Bible. I mean, he's been absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. And he's just one of many things that is going on tomorrow. So many other we just don't have time to get into the entire list of what's happening. You can see it for yourself, however, if you go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get the full list of events, and it is worth it. If you're in the New England area, to come up to Nashua this weekend and experience this. I see Stefan Molyneux out there from Freedom Main Radio, and he's going to be the closing speaker on Sunday afternoon. I know a lot of people are excited. And
I am.
He's actually palling up there with Mark Stevens. Two of the voluntarious speakers this weekend, which I think is a really great trend for the Liberty Forum. Last year, there was some politician that gave a keynote address. This year,
was the election year.
This year, there's nothing like that to be found here. Just a great variety of speakers, everything from the political to the voluntarist wing, and I think that it's great to have more voluntarists represented here, and I want to thank you for helping that
out. No problem. The reason the thing we called this year was Many Paths to Liberty, and it's something that I've learned over the past years. Not everyone's a politician, not everyone's a civil disobedient, not everyone's a voluntarist, but I think we can all work together and do your thing. I mentioned to you guys in my opening speech that some people do radios, some people do Ridleos. There's many paths. Everyone takes their passion, and that's lead it to liberty.
We just hope that your path leads here to New Hampshire so you can join us. More on the way here. Thanks, Chris, for sitting in.
Thank you.
We'll have you back tomorrow night. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take your calls about whatever you want. Plus, we'll talk to Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a 1-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a 1-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got them going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL. That's like Free Talk Live. Offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
Also, if you want to check out the show, there's a video streaming at quick.com. Just go to QIK.com, and it's Yadra Boat. Y-A-D-R-A-V-O-A-T, Yadra Boat.
Yeah, Yadra is here providing a live video stream in the absence of our webcam, which we normally have at cam.freetalklive.com, but if you go there, that won't work. So 800-259-9231 is the number. We are continuing here with yet another guest. They just keep coming through the door, which is a good thing because there's a lot going on here, a lot of people to talk to, and so plenty of stuff to fill 3 hours of show with. We're here with Mark Stevens. For the first time meeting you in person, Mark, it's an absolute pleasure, and you're kind of a hero of mine. I certainly am a fan of your book, Adventures in Legal Land. We've had you on the show by phone in the past, but welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You not only are an author, but you're also a podcast host on your own. You do the No State Project.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, of course, take that from the Free State Project.
That's all right. Well,
clever name.
Borrow from the best, as they say.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought up. I'm going to be on Liberty News Radio starting March 21st. So finally, the tech problems will be over with.
Oh, great.
We'll be back on a regular basis.
You're bringing the show back on a regular basis. How regular are we talking about?
Every week. It's going to start just an hour on Saturday, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock Central Time. But I'm sure we're going to Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We're going to pick up the extra hour.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's good because we want to get you back on the Liberty Radio Network. As you know, we launched a streaming audio channel at libertyradionetwork.com, and I plugged you in there, and we would love to have you back on board on a weekly basis because I know people like to hear what you have to say. Now, what is for our listeners that don't know, I mean, we pick up new ones all the time, what's Adventures in Legal Land? That's your current book. I know you're working another one. We'll get to that. But what's Adventures in Legal Land?
Adventures in Legal Land was a result of I was just going to sell a script, which I normally sell. And it just grew from that, because if you ask certain questions, yeah, it's effective, but people should know why they're asking the questions. So it was based on what I did in court to show that all of it was just a sham.
And it really is an eye-opener.
I've read it twice.
This is a book that, as have I, and I probably need to read it again, but it really was an eye-opener because it shows the so-called justice system for what it really is. And it really is nothing more than a kind of a window dressing for violence. It's just a gigantic distraction from what's really going on, and that is men and women calling themselves government are essentially extracting money and obedience from the rest of us.
Yeah, you got it.
and some of the questions that you ask, again, you say you've got some scripts available, but you put a lot of the questions in the book, and you show how people can basically, with the right questions and with the right judge that's going to allow you to ask the questions, you can essentially put them, box them into a corner where they look real bad no matter what it is that they do.
Right, and even if they don't allow the questions to be asked, it's a denial of cross-examination, and the Supreme Court has said denial of cross-examination without waiver is a constitutional error of the magnitude.
So you could appeal on it.
Right, so it doesn't matter. In almost every case where they've denied cross, that it has been appealed, it has been thrown out. So, but yes, typically two questions is enough to impeach a police officer and have his testimony thrown out and case thrown.
What kind of cases do you generally handle?
I mean, it's predominantly tax and traffic.
Yeah.
I do help people with drug cases. We had somebody in Colorado.
But you're not helping violent offenders.
No, I don't help people that have hurt other people.
Yeah.
The
sure.
only time is if someone has made an illegal lane change and hurt somebody, as long as the victim has been made whole, then I'll help them. But if they've purposely hurt somebody and haven't made them whole, then of course not. And also usually calls I get from agents anyway that are just trying to entrap me into practicing law without a license. Mm. It's pretty transparent.
So you've written the book, Adventures in Legal Land. Your website's adventuresinlegalland.com. You launched the No State Project a couple years ago at this point.
It's actually markstevens.net now. It's not
Adventures. Oh, you know what? Thank you for that, because that reminds me. I actually went there earlier today, and I thought, oh, my gosh, Mark's website's down, and he's going to be on the air with us tonight. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I spaced out on that.
It's easier. Markstevens.net.
Mark
with a C.
C.
MarkStevens.net. So is it essentially the same site?
Oh, it's all the same content. It's just a different name.
Okay, very good. So MarkStevens.net, that reminds me, I have to update my links. Okay, so over at MarkStevens.net, you've got the No State Project. And what was it that inspired you to start doing your own podcast?
Well, I was doing a lot of shows as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're a guest, you're not driving the show.
Right.
It's going to be based on what the host. And the hosts are not as gracious as you.
Right.
Where you're able to talk about these. And usually, like, when I did the show with you the first time, you hit me with the anarchy question. Now, typically, that's a problem because they just want to make you look bad in front of the audience. That wasn't your intent. And but when I've done other shows, you don't get an opportunity to really explain what anarchy is because they'll cut you off and start screaming, like what happened to me on Coast to Coast. So I wanted the opportunity, and it was grateful for the opportunity to be able to do the show where I was controlling the content and to give people an opportunity to call and talk about these things where they can't speak to it. Just how many other shows except for this one really are there where you can speak about no government?
Well, Stefan's here. Stefan Molyneux is here from freedomainradio.com. But besides the three of us, there really aren't too many other shows out there.
No, there's not.
That are really coming at things from a true pro-liberty perspective. And so anyway, it's great to hear that you're coming back on the air. And so markstevens.net, the place for people to go. Now, there's another book you're working on, and you mentioned it to me. We talked via email. What kind of information can you release to our listeners about that? Do you have a title yet?
Give us a tickle here.
All right, I'll give you a title. It's called Government Indicted. Ooh. And this, and so it's not just self-help where people can learn how to deal with bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. I shied away from that the first time, but this time I don't care. And it's more comprehensive. It's more comprehensive where people have said to me since I released the book, when's the Canadian version coming out? Mm-hmm. When is the Australian one? So I have an extensive cross-reference to, you know, for all the things that I discussed in Adventures and More, the cross-reference for Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and England.
So when you say cross-reference, when you're referencing ideas in the book about how to handle bureaucrats, questions to ask, and the laws that kind of back you up, the Supreme Court decisions, that kind of thing.
Right.
You've essentially dug around and you found similar decisions in these other places, in these other
right.
so-called jurisdictions?
Right. So instead of using Allen versus Wright from the United States, you can use Entick versus Carrington from the UK, which applies in Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Because a lot of the Western law is very similar. It's just that the case law, the actual case names are different.
Right. The public relations is pretty much the same. That we're a group of, you know, benevolent protectors of life, liberty, property.
And do what we say, I'll kill you.
Yeah, do what we right, exactly, pay or get shot. Right. So it's the same wherever you go. It's just some of the phrases are different. In Canada, Australia, they're barristers instead of blood-sucking attorneys.
What are you going to be talking about tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.? Or is it 9:30?
I hope it's 9:30. It's called Delusions and How They Run Our Lives.
Really?
I had an interesting conversation on the plane today and some people turning around with that, well, the WTF look, right?
You're shocking their paradigms.
Yeah, one of the delusions is that the police and the government are there to protect you, and
yeah.
That's something that people will, you know, no matter how clear you make it, that it's not your opinion, it's not Ian's, you know, it's not Mark's opinion, not my opinion, that's just the law, they'll still fight you.
Well, we can't have government because who will protect us?
Well, you're not being protected by government
right.
now.
They have no obligation. That's one of the things that I really took away from your first book, Adventures in Legal Land, is you made the case crystal clear. You cited multiple Supreme Court cases where the Supreme Court has said over and over again, there is no obligation to protect. In fact, there's not even obligation to provide you with the most basic rudimentary of services.
Right. Right. And Bowers versus Vito is one of the cases that I quote there, and they make it very clear. They're not there to protect you. And a recent case in California where a young girl was killed by a serial rapist who was released by accident, the family was not able to sue because they said, look, the police and the government are not here to protect you anyway, so...
Too bad. You got to pay for them anyway, though, huh?
Yeah. pay or get shot, as you...
Mark, always good having you on the show. I want to thank you for coming by Free Talk Live. And if we get a chance, we might catch up with you a little bit later on.
Great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on again.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners. They've been contributing as little as $3 a month to the show. So it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you get hundreds of people doing $3 a month, it does start to add up. So you could be a part of that. Our amplifiers help us get this show out onto more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that sounds good to you and you want to get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with some guests here in a moment, but first let's talk to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you on my landline, though. I sound different.
No, same. Not really.
Oh, no. Damn it, man. I thought there was a difference.
I think you got some fans here, Jeremy.
Yeah, there are definitely some Jeremy fans in the house.
Oh, right on.
You just got a woo and applause. That's hey, great. What's on
well,
your mind,
I wanted
dude?
To talk about something.
That's Hello? Why you were here.
Well,
we're right
I
here,
wanted,
dude.
I wanted to talk about a buffalo hunt I went on.
Really? Okay.
Final ones?
Yeah, and like three of us went in on this big-ass buffalo, mm-hmm. and now we're all eating organic buffalo instead of the crap from the store.
All right. Now, I've got to know, what's the difference between an organic buffalo and an inorganic buffalo? How does that work?
Well, these buffaloes are always raised on grass and hay and never in feedlots. They've never been shot full of hormones or antibiotics or nothing like that. They were
now,
left free to roam on
those,
the land.
They're not made out of carbon either.
Jeremy, is this one of those canned hunts where they let the buffalo out and you kind of, it's in a pen and you can just shoot it? Or are there actually places where buffalo live that you can just go in and hunt them?
Ian, it's not really a buffalo hunt per se, but there's this rancher with all this land and he throws this deal like once a year he gets too many cows and then he advertises them in what we call the Mountain Trader, like the nickel paper.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and you go out there and you shoot it, and you help skin it and gut it, and then you take it to your favorite processor, and then you bring it home.
That sounds like a blast. Jeremy, thanks for the call.
Oh, it was,
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Nothing better than gutting animals.
Can you imagine there's more? That buffalo has more organs than, like, you and I weigh together.
I can only imagine.
It must be, like, 400 pounds of just stinky, visceral crap.
Somebody likes to do it, and I'm glad that somebody is. I really would like to appreciate everybody that works at slaughterhouses that provides us with wonderful meat to eat and does all the dirty, doing all the dirty work for us, so we don't have to do that stuff.
Yeah,
thank
I remember
you.
That there was the Kevin Spacey movie out where you know, he was a slaughter guy, but he decided to be a vegetarian as a result.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. We're live from the 2009 Liberty Forum, and we have yet another one of the guest speakers with us. His name is Tom Mullen. Tom, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So TomMullen.net is your website. I'm looking at your business card here. It says, get your copy of A Return to Common Sense, Reawakening Liberty in the Inhabitants of America. Boy, isn't that something that we'd all like to be a part of, that we would all like to see happen?
Absolutely.
So that's presumably what the book's about. How's it going to happen? I mean, what's your vision? How do you see Americans reawakening to the ideas of freedom?
Well, the idea behind the book and the reason that I wrote it was to really rediscover what liberty is. I took the assumption that the vast majority of people in our country have never been taught what that word really means.
But I was told that that's what we had.
Yeah, you have liberty.
Up. Yes.
Isn't it great?
Yes. The land of the free. Everyone, you know, cheers when the singer gets to the land of the free. Everyone yells and screams. But the word liberty has to mean something more than the words New York Rangers, or it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the approach I took. And I went right back to John Locke and Jefferson and Adams, the real intellectual and philosophical giants behind the American Revolution, and tried to go from the ground up. The first chapter of the book is What is Freedom? And the chapter tries to answer that question. And I would say that also probably the main focus of the book is to reinsert the idea of property rights into the center of the idea of liberty, because that's where it was. And I think that there's probably a misconception or maybe more of a trained reaction that when you say the word property, someone thinks Republican, the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get down to the idea of property, and again, go back to Locke and rely heavily on that, because that's where our founders drew their philosophy, about property being the fruit of your labor and the unalienable right that everyone has to the product of their work, whether it's a great amount or a small amount, 100% of it should be theirs, and they should
only...
If
you own yourself, then whatever it is that you create with your efforts should be yours.
Correct.
But it's not that way.
Yeah, and I think that idea has been scrubbed out. I mean, even with, popular movies, I watched the John Adams series, and I watched all of those segments that I think were based on the book by McCullough, I'm not sure, and I never heard the word property once that I can remember. And to not hear it, and then they go back and read the founders and hear how much they talked about it, it's just startling. It almost seems like it can't be an accident. It's become a dirty word.
Yeah, I do like to watch those historical movies and those kind of things, but they really do eviscerate, you know, the philosophy, the Lockean philosophy of the founders.
Yeah, I would say. And I think that to some extent we've all kind of, you know, they sex is no longer a dirty word, but property is. And that's, you know, another little sound bite, I guess, that's been running through my mind.
It pretty much turned out that way in the Soviet Union when they turned red. You know, the women were, you know, left to do what you want, ladies. And, of course, property was eliminated.
Yes.
So, Tom, how did you end up getting this speaking gig at the Free State Project Liberty Forum? Are you a free stater? How'd that work out for you?
No, I do. I write my own blog, and I write blogs for Break the Matrix, the media site. And somehow or other, I got in touch with Chris Lawless, who was here earlier. I, to be honest with you, I can't remember at this point. I got a lot of engagements coming up at campuses. In fact, I'm going on Sunday over to Dartmouth, since I'm up here.
Sure.
And somehow or other, he and I started exchanging emails, and here I am.
Well, welcome. Is this your first time up here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I believe it is. I think I've driven through New Hampshire before, but I don't think I've ever gotten out of the car.
Now, how long have you been involved in the Liberty Movement?
Well, I kind of separated from my upbringing somewhere in the mid-90s, where I started to realize that just about everything I had been taught, including in college, about economics was probably wrong. Mm. And I remember that the thing I can remember, because I can't remember like the day that I said, but I remember that in the 90s I voted for Ross Perot, and that was kind of a middle move away from Republicans and Democrats. Then he looking back, he wouldn't have been great for us, but he was better than the other two. And I also really, Locke's Second Treatise, that turned me on in college, and I really just thought it was the greatest piece of writing I had ever read. I didn't put it together in the 80s that I loved everything he said, but everything about our society was, you know, against it. I didn't get that yet. So it took some time into the 90s where that came about. And then I kind of became a cynic. I had that attitude, like I think a lot of people do, like I'm not interested in politics. They're not doing anything for us. If you ignore them, maybe they'll go away. I don't know.
You know, they aren't doing anything for us, and you can't ignore them either.
Right. I stopped listening to them for a while because I got tired of being lied to. Why should I listen to these people on the news and listen to their blather? I just don't need this in my life, and I tuned out at some point, too.
So we're kind of short on time, but I was just curious. I mean, you mentioned that you've been involved for a while now. You've come to the Ideas of Liberty. In all your travels, speaking and doing various different things, from again, your website, by the way, tommullen.net. Tom, what do you think about what you've experienced so far here today at the Free State Project Liberty Forum? Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, I really haven't. And this is really the first conference-style event that I've been to, and it's encouraging to see the room filled up and you guys here and things going on. I think if you would have done this 3 or 4 years ago, maybe you'd have a handful of people, but
yep,
I
that's
think,
true.
Yeah, well, maybe you did do it 3 or 4 years ago.
This is the third one, and actually the first one was, you know, pretty good, but it's gotten better and better year after year, and more activists are coming here. They're moving in to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this great movement of as many liberty-loving people as possible coming and converging their activism in one place, and we're glad to have you here, and good luck with your speech. Was it Sunday? Are you on Sunday?
I'm on tomorrow at 2:45. Saturday at 2:45.
Tomorrow is Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah. Thanks, Tom, for coming on the show tonight on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.